Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Akashic Wisdom with Donna Fox. Happy Earth Day. And today is a day that we really need to look at ourselves and what we're doing to our bodies, what we're doing to our environment, and what we're doing to Earth. And the Akashic Records have shared with me that today what we need to remember is Earth Day is our ultimate Mother's Day, and that every day can be Earth Day, and it is up to us to honor our mother, our Gaia, and to hold that being, this wonderful planet that we live on, close to our hearts. It's also important that we send energy deep into the Earth, deep into its core, to let our planet know how much we love her, as well as our actions show her how much we love her. So I'd like you just to think about that for a moment. I'd like to have you contemplate that. We might be talking a little bit more about Earth Day. Tonight, we have a wonderful guest with us. Her name is Anita Miller. She comes to us from the Columbus, Ohio area. That's the general area. And she's going to tell you all about how she creates art, what the Akashic Records have done for her life, and how she uses the Akashic Records in her life. We're going to give you her wonderful website that you can go up and take a look at her magnificent paintings. And so we're going to be talking to Anita in just a moment. We're going to take your calls. We've got telephone numbers for you to call, toll free. And we want your questions. We want your input. We want your feedback, because we're all in this together. We're all one. I'd like to also just say a wonderful hello to all my friends from ARC. ARC is Akashic Records Consultants International, and they are one of our sponsors here on Akashic Wisdom. Akashic Records Consultants International is an organization that trains and certifies Akashic Records consultants and teachers. And so if you'd like to know more about the Akashic Records, you can really take a look at the website. It's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And if you'd like to know more about what I do with the Akashic Records, please look at my website. That's www.akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so let's go on and say hello and a great welcome to our lovely guest, Anita Miller. Anita, hello.
Hello, how are you, Donna?
I'm good, and how are you?
I'm great.
Great. Anita, we had planned for Anita to be on both of our programs tonight. I had a death in our family, and so we had to put a different program on Ask the Akasha earlier this evening, and I want to just send out a great hello to Sydney Millman, who has now gone to his own special place in spirit. But we are honored to have Anita here tonight, and we'll have you on the Akashic Ask the Akasha at another time. So thanks for being flexible with the program tonight. So Anita, tell us a little bit about your art and what your visions are and what you do. I really want to know about, everybody wants to know about, how do you use the Akashic Records in art? How did you come to the Akashic Records and all those wonderful things that you have wonderful ideas about?
Well, first of all, I need to probably preface this with the fact that I'm a painter primarily. I'm an oil painter. I also draw a lot and do pastel paintings, but primarily I'm an oil painter. I also do a little bit of sculpture. And when I was at a light expo in Columbus, Ohio, I heard you speak there, Donna, and it was so exciting, and I felt goosebumps all over my whole body. And because of that sense of resonance with what you were saying, I really felt that the Akashic Records was a tool that I needed to use in my work with my painting and with my creativity, with my artwork, and with my teaching, because I'm a teacher. And I teach painting, drawing, and I use meditation and I use the records now to help me with that teaching. So that's a little bit of it. And I guess basically I'm really excited about being able to use the records because my students can really be helped when I open their records while I'm teaching.
And you know, I want you to just talk about that for a minute. Before we go on, just folks want to make a comment for those people who possibly are listening and are not exactly sure what the Akashic Records are. The Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. Now, one of the things that's important about that comment is it's not just your soul's journey, but the Akashic Records hold all the information of our species since the beginning of time and beyond, and they so that all the masters of all the different modalities, whether it be art or music or whatever the medium for creation be, that information is available in the Akashic Records, and it also goes galactically. So it's not just our planet; it's beyond. It depends on how you're wired or what you can receive. And we access the Akashic Records through a holy prayer, and that prayer itself is a specific prayer that shifts the energy to make the information accessible. And so what we have, what Anita's talking about is how, what we're going to be talking about is how she uses that in her work. With that being said, I just wanted to then explain, have you explain, Anita, a little bit, and go wherever you want with this, please, but I'm just curious about how is working with the records different than working, let's say, before you knew about the records? And so how is it different for you, and how is it different in working with your students?
Well, I think, let me talk first about how it's different with working with my students, because that's probably easier to articulate. For example, when I'm working with a student and I'm standing over their painting and I'm looking at it, I'm making certain observations about the painting, about things composition, color, you know, the various aspects of a painting that, as a teacher, I would normally comment about. What's interesting about art and is that when we're creating, it becomes a reflection of an inner voice. And a lot of times that reflection says so much about where a person's soul is. And so what I do when I'm teaching, prior to having the records as a tool, I would look at that and I would try to kind of figure out in the best way I could what this person was trying to say, what their inner voice was trying to say. And I did that to varying degrees of success. However, after I was able to access the records, and I always would ask permission, by the way, whenever we open the records of another person, which takes a second degree, I don't know if you've talked about that, Donna, it takes a second degree.
It's a level
training.
Two, uh-huh. Right, yeah, right.
Level two training. It's always a matter of profound respect in which you open the records for another person. So when I'm teaching now and I make an observation about a painting, I will ask that person, you know, if I can open your records, if you would allow me to open your records, we could see what it is that the records have to say about this painting and what it is that needs to be addressed. And so I do that, and what I found is that the answers that I get through the records are so much deeper and more meaningful, and they lead the discussion not just into the aesthetic areas of the painting and why the composition is working or not working. It's usually a reflection of the development of the soul at that point. And so let me just make this more tangible.
Yeah.
For example, I was looking at one of my students' paintings. He's a landscape painter. And I kept coming back to him and saying, you know, looks great, but you've kind of avoided the color red. And he said, yeah, and I'd come back and I'd suggest, you know, maybe he puts red in, you know, where he sees it in the landscape, and I'd come back and he never would put it in, and he wouldn't put it in. And finally I said, you know, can we open the records and ask about the color red and your relationship with the color red? And he said, yeah, that would be great. And in doing so, we found out that he had a profound relationship with the color red and the healing frequencies within it, and that he was avoiding this aspect of his own self. And so the records then suggested to me that I give him an assignment to begin to incorporate the color red into his life, not just in painting, but in his life in general, so that he would become familiar and comfortable with the color red. So that's the type of thing. It was about a healing modality that was...
Yeah.
Pardon me?
So what would that look like? Would he wear red? Would he, when you say incorporate red into
yeah,
his life?
Yeah, no, it's crazy, it? But you know what? Here's the goofy
thing. No, I think
thing.
That's great. I just asked him, what it, in other words, like, did you get a nice a sense of...
Yeah.
Like wear red or what? Or drink red, like, you know?
No. Buy a red spatula.
That oh, for was painting.
Buy a red spatula for your kitchen.
Oh, for your kitchen.
And use it as a tool, you know, and which is really interesting because basically this gentleman was really uncomfortable. The color red elicited a lot of different things in him. And by doing it with something very safe as a spatula that he would use just in stirring his soup, you know, or moving things around in the kitchen, he began to incorporate just seeing red and being comfortable with that in an everyday setting. Pretty soon, I suggested that he start adding red to his paintings and finally to do a painting of all red, you know, an apple, a red ball, a, you know, red flag, and, you know, all these different things of red in which he could paint it. But that would have been way too uncomfortable in the very beginning when he was that uncomfortable with the color. So, this is sort of a, it sounds like it's not painting, but
oh, no,
really
I...
painting is a reflection of the use of all these colors. And so I think to me painting is a very much a healing modality because you're able to pull up the colors that are necessary. So I use the records to help me understand what colors are important and what they're trying to say and what the messages are within the colors that are coming up. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That's fascinating because as you're talking, I'm thinking, and the records are mentioning, for not only for me, but for our listeners to begin to notice or take a look at their life and their surroundings and their clothing and to see what colors are absent. And I think that's a very interesting kind of a look. In other words, like everybody kind of has their color, you know, or the colors they like in their life. And there are some people, and I would probably be one of them, although I've never really looked at it that way, that focus on one color over another to the point of really not encompassing all colors in my life. And what I'm also hearing is that the vibrational aspect of the colors are so important as a way of enhancing our vibration. It's of feeding our vibration, if you will, because the colors themselves, when we look at it, we actually merge with that frequency. And so the idea of merging with that frequency also creates a balance within our being, and that working with color, even if it's like just a small swatch of something because it's not in your life, it's a matter of just incorporating it in your life just so that it's there. Wow, this is very interesting. I'm also hearing that the idea of becoming very aware of your colors can help you understand what more your soul needs to communicate with you about. Is that? It sounds like that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. And for me personally, when I'm getting up in the morning, and I have maybe an appointment that day, I'll ask the records, what color do I need to wear today? Because that color will help me approach that appointment with the appropriate frequency. For example, I had an appointment that I was kind of nervous about, and so I knew that. I hadn't probably articulated that so much to myself, but I opened the records and said, it's important for me to look right today. What should I wear? And interestingly, they pointed me towards a light blue shirt. And as soon as I picked it up, I knew that it was because I needed the frequency of relaxation and calmness. And I also needed the blue of being able to speak clearly from my throat chakra, in which that color is blue. And so blue gave me both clarity and communication, and it gave me a calmness. And so, so I think that the idea of color and creativity is really an exciting area to look at in one's life, because it sort of deepens the experience in a lot of different ways. So just the clothes that you wear, to say nothing about, you know, if you want to really look at it, to take up something like painting, and it doesn't mean that you have to become an artist, just playing with colors, I think, is a really healing experience. It doesn't matter if it turns into, you know, a masterpiece, or if it turns into, you know, something that you line your garbage can with, because it's the experience and the process of working with the colors that creates that healing. So.
It's kind of opening up a whole lot of different ideas, and concepts for me. So I'm just going to take this juncture and say to our listeners out there, if you would like to comment on this, we would love to hear from you. You can call us toll-free, and you can talk directly to Anita, ask her any questions that you'd like to about her art. And if you're an artist yourself, ask her about how she uses the records. We both, before the show, I opened the records of the folks that are going to be listening to the show, because I never know who's going to listen when, because it is archived. This show is archived. If you go up to bbsradio.com in the archives, you'll be able to hear it again. And I opened my own records, and I know that you did the same, right? Anita, you opened up your own records.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And so our records are open, and so if you'd like to call and ask us some questions, even through the records, that'd be great. If you're anywhere in the United States, you can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. Let me say that again. It's 877-876-5227. We'd love to hear from you. Or if you're in Canada, the toll-free number to call would be 888-810-8322. Again, 888-810-8322. And these numbers don't roll over. So if there's somebody on the line and you call and the line's busy, just call back again. And the direct line, if you're anywhere out there, internationally, we'd love to hear from you. You can call us directly at the 530-876-3222. Okay, so Anita, why don't you, in this juncture, also give your information so folks can take a look at what you're doing. You've got some beautiful paintings that you've done up on your website. Folks, you really have to go and take a look at her work. But I've got to tell you, Anita, your pictures don't do you justice.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
thanks.
Not your paintings are beautiful. I'm talking about your photo, the photo of you.
Oh.
I know what you look like. You're a beautiful woman, and not that it's a nice picture, but you know.
Okay. Well, my artist's website is theartistsruth.com, and it's THEARTISTS ROOST.com. So it's the Plural Artists Roost. And that's because I have lots of other artists that come to my studio, and we all roost and hang out there. So it's theartistroost.com, and you can take a look at the paintings there and the landscape painting and figure painting, and also the memorial painting that I'm working on right now for the Lima Company Marines.
Sure, and that in itself is a fabulous thing, and I'm going to let you take the lead whenever you want to on that. But do you have a telephone number or an email address that you'd like them to contact you with, or just go to the website and get your contact information?
You can just check it out at the website, but I'm also happy to give my phone number, which is 614-218-6087. 614-218-6087, and that's my studio phone.
And so, and if anyone would like to talk to her about classes or commissioning Anita to create a wonderful painting for you, let's talk a little bit about the art that you have been commissioned to do in the past, and how and what that and what's come up with that, and your thoughts and feelings, if you'd like to go there.
When it comes to commissioned work, I always feel it's important that, for me personally, that my work be a reflection of the person that I'm working with.
Or organization.
And not so much a soapbox about my opinion, mostly more of a reflection of that person.
Person or organization?
Or organization. I've done a lot of work for churches in the past, And that's probably why I've come to that conclusion, because I've done a bunch of liturgical work. And when I do something liturgical for a worship space, and that's any religion, it's not it doesn't really make much difference what religion it is. Most liturgical artists, I think, believe that the work needs to reflect the community, and not really the artist. So that's where I'm coming from on that. And so I think when I look at a commission, I really want to make it meaningful to that person. And so now that I have the records as a tool for myself, I'll be able to open the records of the person that I'm going to create the artwork for and talk with that dialogue, or have a dialogue with the records, with the person there, and find out, you know, what's the most important aspect in the painting that they need to have. So I haven't done that for another commission because of the other work that I'm doing. But when it comes time to a portrait for someone, that's how I'll approach it.
Hello? Oh, I think we have a caller. Hi there, yeah. Caller. See, if you hear that little beep, Anita, that's the clue.
Oh, okay.
All right. Hello. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I actually just have a quick question. I'll try and keep it as short as possible. But I had a friend that went through a class with you in Cleveland area.
Oh, with me, Donna, you mean?
Yeah.
Or with Anita?
Anita or Donna. Donna. Okay. And I was just wondering if there's, like, any information, literal information, literary information on, you know, just the Akashic Records and how to tap into them. I've only found two books.
Okay. May I ask where you're calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right. Because we have an international audience. So you're wanting to understand a definition of the Akasha, or where you can find more information on it?
Yeah. I've found two books. One of them is called Akashic Records, Past Lives, and New Beginnings. And then I found another one called Akashic Records and How to Read Them. But
oh, really?
Yeah, Akashic Records and How to Read Them is archived. You have to go to this special library, and I can't get to it.
Okay. All right. The reason I was just surprised about it is that, well, first of all, let me just mention that there are many ways to, there are many people who have different ways of accessing the Akashic Records, and the way that I teach is just one of them. What is unique about the way I teach the Akashic Records in classes is that everything is conscious, and that's why the way Anita works with the Akashic Records can be so point on, because, you know, we teach by using the prayer that shifts the energy. Your eyes are wide open, you're in full personality, and so you're able to move into that space with an expanded awareness, and that when you're working with yourself with the Akashic Records, you can journal your answers and or you can paint with your records open, or sculpt, or create music. And so the Akashic Records and the access is specific to our prayer. That's the way we open it. More information about the records, that's a big question. Can you be a little bit more specific about what you would like to... May I ask your first name?
Robert.
Okay, Robert. What specifically would you like to know about the Akasha that I can speak to? And Anita has, although she's relatively new in the past year, right,
mm-hmm.
Working with the records, she's really very adept at working with it. And with her records open, we could certainly answer your question. What specific question would you like to ask?
Oh, it's just, I want to get to, a higher question, Yeah, a specific question is, of course everybody, why we're here. But you can't start off with that, so.
Well, no, what I meant is, I wasn't necessarily saying a record, a reading about you, but about the records themselves. Do you have a question about the records themselves, or you just wanted to, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, when I'm trying to, get into the books that I've read, just tell me to get into a meditative state and just, start chanting these certain words. And so far I haven't been able to, get into the right state of mind, consciousness.
Well, yeah, and there was one of the process that I teach is not ritualistic. It is very straightforward, and it's, again, totally conscious, because one of the things about chanting or meditating is typically people, when they're chanting or meditating, have their eyes closed, and so it's very hard to journal with your eyes closed unless you're really adept at writing with your eyes closed. And so the idea here is it's really about coming to a workshop. The next workshop I have coming up is going to be in Minneapolis the first weekend in May. And anyone who would like to register for that, we still have some room. So I'm going to be in Minneapolis, Minnesota, doing a level 1 and a level 2 on May 4th, 5th, and 6th. So anyone wants to do that, they can certainly give me a call. But do you have a specific question for Anita and how she works with the records, Robert?
Does she, do you mean in the sense of, how she works with them, or just like any
whatever,
question?
You'd like to ask her, yeah.
Oh, I'd like to ask her, how it's affected her life. I'd like to know that.
Well, actually, I think the answer to that is also kind of going to address the thing that you were just talking about, which is, other ways of trying to get in, because I know what you're saying, in which, I've always been trying to find the right zone, I've been trying to get in that right place, and whether it be through breathing or meditative techniques or whatever, I was also, kind of yearning for a real clear communication, and yet I never really could feel like I really could latch on, and, so how the records have changed my life is, and I should just tell you, I've only started in the records since last fall. Okay, so this is kind of a new thing for me. But with this method that Donna teaches, it takes out the sort of need to be in the perfect place. It's almost like finding the right tune on the radio station. And the prayer and the method that Donna teaches allows a real concrete way of doing that. And so you don't, it's not like you have to feel your way through the mud to get there, because it becomes, it's subtle, but it is, it does become very clear when you're in and when you're out of the records. And mm-hmm. so I think that the thing that I could say that how it's changed my life is that I feel that I can say that whenever I have a real deep concern about anything in my life, I have a place to go. I can get an answer now, and I can use the information, and it comes to me in an intelligent way that isn't like walking through the mud. You know, it's something that's very tangible, it's very clear cut, and it's something that I can work with, because I think that the record keepers, they deal with us in a place in our abilities and in a place in our minds. They know where we're coming from, and they can talk to us in a way that they know where we're coming from. So I don't know, it took away a lot of the fog for me. The records just it took away the fog, I guess that's what I can say. Does that kinda answer your question at all?
Yeah, definitely. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Yes.
So
I like to say that our method is probably the least ritualistic. There's really no ritual to it. It's really very simple and straightforward. The adeptness and the I don't want to call it precision, but the more you use this work, the prayer, the more you go in with the prayer itself and open the records, the deeper you get, and the more profound the answers. But even people who just begin are amazed at the simplicity, but yet the profundity of the information they receive. It's almost like somebody literally turns a light on into another area of a situation that they've never considered before. And so people come away from workshops in quite a state of awe in many cases, and because number one, there's so many people think, oh, I can't do this. And I should mention that it's not channeling. It's not like anything enters your body. You're fully conscious. You're in total control. But it's the insight that you gain by communicating with these wonderful masters, teachers, and loved ones in a very real way, a really grounded way, and not woo-woo at all. It's very, not that there's anything wrong with woo-woo, of course, but I'm saying it's really very grounded and very, very spot on, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I add to that?
Please.
One of the things that is so neat about it is, so for example, when I have my records open and I've asked a question. If I get interrupted because one of my children comes and asks me a question or something, or if I need to let the dog out, I can put my pen down, and usually just out of politeness, I say, just 1 second, to my record keepers. And I put my pen down. I go do my thing, you know, deal with my child or, you know, let the dog out or whatever. And I come back, I can pick up my pen, and no kidding, it picks up exactly where they left off. I mean, it is in the same middle of the sentence. I can stop in the middle of the sentence and receive the rest of the thought, even if I put it on pause or put it on hold. So it feels like a real clear communication that's being given to me, but it's not something that I feel is out of my control, or it's something that's coming into me. It's almost as if I can pick up a book and put it down at will, and I know exactly where my marker is. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Do you find yourself wanting to like look above and beyond, like, and see what else is out there other than just the forms of, you know, getting in touch with your Akashic record? Like, you know, of course, there's, you know, Hinduism and Buddhism and all that, but I'm just saying, you know.
Oh yeah, I have a long history of study of metaphysics myself, so I've been studying this field for probably 15 or 20 years. And have tried a lot of different approaches to spirituality, and meditation and thought and consciousness, and really this is the thing that I mean, it kind of sounds like a broken record, but it really, I felt like when I had this tool, my world just opened up to me. It's crazy. It sounds like a commercial. and I don't mean to be. I'm really genuinely serious that I've never encountered a tool as powerful as this to be able to access really profound information about
right.
That's so personal. And it's also so beautiful. I opened the records of someone who's a sailor, and this gentleman had some questions. And what was so beautiful was the record keepers gave him answers in sailing metaphors. And so the answers that he received were so personal and so tailored just to this gentleman that the man was in tears because sailing was such a dear part to him, and they were able to speak to him in a language that was so meaningful. And so I guess that's the thing. It's not like you're getting some generic bunch of stuff. It's as if you have your own personal answers.
That's cool. I just have one more quick question. I was reading into this book, and it says that this is my point of view. It says that humans can only get vibrational, experiences to a certain extent because we do have, a physical body and we have a physical mind, but, and metaphysical, but like it does, can you tap into the deeper stuff by, I don't know, resonating at a higher like frequency or I don't know, kind of prepping yourself by becoming more sensitive? Is there I'm sure there's steps, but is there a lot more to it than what we think?
Well, the more that you work with the Akasha, the more a person works with themselves, the deeper they go.
Mm-hmm.
and that we I actually teach three levels. The first level, you learn how to open and access your own Akashic records. And then in the workshop, you learn how to work with them in pretty much every area of your life. The second level is when you learn to work with other people, and you open the other person's records with their permission. You also learn about opening the records of the land as well as animals. That's level two.
Mm-hmm.
And then level three is a deepening of the work, and it's driven really about by the group, but it's about going into the records for a very deep place and really exploring your own spiritual lineage and your spiritual ancestry, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the actual vibratory aspect of looking for something that
is higher
is it's kind of you're there already. You receive from the records exactly what you need in that pristine moment that you're asking, and so you go as deep as you're ready to go and as wide and as high as you're ready to receive. And so that's why the more you work with it, the better it gets, and the more profound it gets. But the interesting thing about it is you don't kind of go in there looking for profundity. You go into the records looking for the answers to your life questions, and not necessarily the purpose. What's my purpose? I mean, as nice as a question is, that's a huge question, and the underpinnings of what's my purpose is, in many cases, I'm not saying across the board, but in most many cases is, am I doing it right? Something's wrong, or I don't feel fulfilled, and am I doing it right? And so it's the purpose that we have as humans is to fulfill and access our joy. And so at every turn, at every moment of the day, in other words, you can walk around with your records open if you want, or in the morning or in the evening, whatever, you can access through the records your point of joy that you're able to receive at that moment. And that joy increases your vibration. And the idea of joy and gratitude then equal moving you into peace. And although one thinks peace is a calmness, it's actually a higher, more finite vibration. And so the more you work with the records, the more peaceful you become. And because you know that you're really never alone, because you have the tool and you have that. It's a lifetime tool. It's like once you learn it, it's like, truly like riding a bike. You never unlearn it. It's there. It's as simple, it's quick, and it's there. And so,
I also,
did that answer your question?
Yeah, definitely. I read about like light within this book, and it says like you can turn the mood of like, say, you know, you go to work and you know that the people that you work with aren't the happiest of the bunch, that you can get light because it's stated that humans are light, or you know, part of light in a way. And it said that if you're able to get the higher light frequencies to use them to your advantage, that the lower light frequencies are boosted as well. And it went into like how you're able to brighten the mood, you know, even in like everyday aspect, you know.
Sure. And the other thing is what's coming here too, Robert, is that one of the things that's an important piece to understand is before we can move forward, we have to love where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really get clear. In other words, the records have said in order to be able to know where you're going, you have to be clear on what, in order to know what you want, you have to be very clear on what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so by being clear about what you have, then you understand, getting back to what Anita was saying before, what colors are missing in your life. Because when you're real clear about what you have, then you can see that view. And so, you know, many people want to go to that higher level, that deeper level, that bigger level, whatever. But the first step is loving where you're at. You know, Anita, do we have anything comments on that?
Only if you're coming at it, Robert, from the same place that I've come at it, and I'm always wanting the fast track. The faster I can learn something, you know, the more I want it. And I think for me, the records, I'd have to say that for me, I am able to get to a higher place now than I was before I had the records. I only started with the records last October, so I don't know, what's that, 6 months, seven months or something. And I think it does bring you to a higher place the more you work with them, because I believe that the things that are coming through now, I don't know if I could have grasped those, like, 9 months ago. So I think that it's helping my spiritual growth go probably faster than maybe it would have otherwise. And I'm not saying that I wasn't, you know, I was dissatisfied before, although I think I was yearning for something kind of clear. And so I don't know, it did help me, I think, to get higher than I was, definitely. Does that,
yeah,
I don't know if I'm answering the same question or not, but
no, it makes sense.
Or just a different side of it. So
And I'd also like to mention, Robert, if you'd like to be on my email list, you just go ahead and email me, and I can email you information and keep you on my email list for the next time I'm going to have a Cleveland class, unless you don't mind traveling, because I do them all over the country.
You're going to do one down in Columbus this summer, too, right?
I am. In July, we're going to do that in July, absolutely.
So you wouldn't have to go too far.
That's right.
All right, maybe I'll bring my adventures to the classroom.
Absolutely. Please do. Again, and do email me. You can email me at Donna, it's DAHNA, at AkashicWisdom.com.
Okay.
And I will put you on my list and to let you know when I'm doing classes.
All right, I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for your call. It was wonderful.
No, thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ms. Anita.
Hey,
hello?
Ms. Donna.
Okay. Well, thank you. We so love, these are wonderful conversations, and I'm so glad that we have folks that call in and talk to us like that. But I think it's time for you to give your information again, because we want people to be able to access the Artist Roost and take a look more about what you're doing and your wonderful gift of artistry. So how can they contact you?
They can look at my website, which is theartistsroost.com. So it's theartistsroost.com. So it's theartistsroost.com. And you can take a look at some of the landscape paintings and still life. And actually using the records to set up a painting is sort of an interesting thing, because I know that when I'm going to set up a still life, I'll often ask, you know, what would be beneficial for me for learning? What do I need to know? What do I need to explore? And it might be that they suggest that I put out a piece of fruit and cut into that fruit. And then as I paint, I'm instructed about what that fruit has to teach me. So it could be something about fertility. It could be something about growth. It could be something about nurturing. It could be something about nutrition. It could be something very tangible about, you know, about food, you know. But it's interesting because it could be a flower. It could be anything. And what's neat is as one paints with one's records open, you can receive wisdom with every brushstroke. So it's kind of an exciting process. I feel like it adds another dimension to the whole painting process and the whole creating process. So that's kind of fun for me.
No, it's you know, you on your website you talk about the shawl workshops that you create about when you have with the silk shawl. And do people, can you talk about that? Because I saw that and I went, wow, I would love to create those. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but I took that page off the website. just because I'm not focusing on that right now. But you know, that's another thing, you know, not just what I'm doing with my workshop, but that anybody can do. I think that's really a fun thing to do, which is creating a shawl or a piece of fabric that one uses when they meditate or when they open their records, and those colors again serve to complete the vibrational harmony that's necessary. I have a shawl that I made that is with turquoise and blues and greens, and I opened my records and asked what colors I needed to help my meditational frequencies, and those are the colors that came through. So I made that, and it's just kind of more fun to wear it when I meditate. I can't say that. It's really,
well, you know,
really,
and there was prayer shawls are part of Judaism. You know, you have the talit.
Right.
Which are beautifully created, and some prayer shawls are there's some that are very traditional, there's some that are made out of different types of materials with the fringes, et cetera. And so they're made to be sacred pieces that actually create a sacred space. When you draw that shawl over the head, it creates a special, it's a special sanctuary, if you will, between you and God. And
it's a wonderful thing for just to put us also in a frame of mind to know that this is set aside time. And
right.
So I don't wear that shawl I don't wear it when I go out for pizza. You know, kind of set aside. And similar to almost like a sacred space in one's house where you can put candles or whatever it is that you want to dedicate to God, and it's on that order.
Yeah, well, and just as a comment too, that one of the things that, again, in the classes, it's important that when you are opening your records, before you open your records, you get into that sacred space, whatever that means for you. And I use a calling in the light prayer to get me to that sacred space, or a person can just focus in and get to that sacred space. It's really about just getting into that silence, not for a long, long time, but just to take a moment and to become reverent within oneself, and that's what that can do, you know. So, but you have classes once or twice a week at your studio now, is that right?
Yep, we have classes once a week. We're down in the Columbus area.
Uh-huh.
People come
Columbus,
from
Ohio. Uh-huh.
From around the central Ohio area. And every once in a while I teach somewhere else. I taught in Greece last fall, and that was really exciting to teach there because the energy of the Greek islands is really neat. And so, you know, teaching in different places and painting in different places, I think, adds a whole other dimension to the experience as well.
Right, right. And then you have some very special projects that you're focusing on now, too, that, again, people can check out on the website. Also, there's links there to give everyone an idea of what Anita's doing now. One of the things that I so love about working with you, Anita, is the simplicity as well as the profundity of what you receive from the records. I think you're just wonderful at that. Are you doing individual consultations, or are you just working in the records? For the art, or cause somebody wanted to call you for consultation, could they do that?
I do some for consultations, although I'm mostly focused on how best to approach my artwork and the people in my studio, so that while I'm teaching, you know, we often will open the records. Actually, now when I teach, the records have had such a profound effect that I teach totally differently than I ever did before. I now start my classes with a meditation, and we call in the light. I don't open the records of the entire group because not everybody is always ready for that, but I always start the class with a meditation.
But your records are open while you're teaching, though, right?
Mine are, yeah.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And it makes a difference. You know, it really makes a difference when you set the tone of the space. And then when I'm teaching, I speak individually as I go around to the different students, and if it looks like I'm getting a message that I should open their records, then I'll ask them, you know, why don't we go upstairs and open your records and find out what the message is for you. And
interesting.
And so that's how we do that.
Interesting. Well, that's fascinating. One of the things that I want to mention is that after level two, people can actually, like I said, open up the records of the people. So somebody was interested in doing this as a vocation, they certainly could do that. And along those lines, if you're listening and this is something that you would like to explore more and you would like, you're not sure if you want to take a class or not, but you think that you would like to have more information about why your life is going the way it is or why certain things have happened in your life or how you can connect with more joy, or if you have just any questions around your life and purpose, etc., please do call me. I do telephone consultations for people all over the world. I would love to work with you. And you can call me at my personal number is 216-691-1233, and that's a 24-hour line, so you can call me any time of the day or night, 7 days a week, and if I'm not here to answer it, there's a voicemail. You're not going to disturb anyone, so you can just go ahead and call that number. Or you can email me, and you can email me at Donna, that's D-A-H-N-A, at akashicwisdom.com. And you can use that to email me a question that I can answer on the air. We have a program that typically airs at 5:30 Pacific time on Sundays. It's called Ask the Akasha, and I'd love to have people call in and ask their questions there or email me questions. And you can email questions about global issues. You can email me questions pretty much about anything. The only reason I shy away from what's my purpose questions is because as interested as you might be to what your purpose is, the other listeners may not be quite as interested as you are, so I like to try to make the questions that I answer on the air not necessarily global, but more so that other people can identify it with. So you can call about and ask about patterns or whatever. But I encourage you to go up to the information on Akashic Wisdom at BBS Radio. It has all of my information, or go to my website at www.akashicwisdom.com. Also want to just point you in the direction of ARC International. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And we are having our conference in October for those people who are interested in the Akashic Records. And that's going to be in Odessa, Texas. That's coming up in October. So anyone who is a member of ARC or would like to become a member of ARC, that conference is a wonderful thing to do, and it's going to be on the 20th and 21st of October in Odessa, Texas. And we have a grand time, and lots of people of like mind show up, and we all open our records together and have a splendid time. Anita, I hope you can come to that one.
Oh, yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, it's like such a good time. So we're coming close to when we have to say goodnight. I'd like to just know if there's any other comments that you would like to make, that or anything that you want to share about your records work, your art, anything that's coming up for you, anything that you'd like people to know about. This is your time. What would you like to share?
Mostly that I think that the records are such a beautiful tool, and so I would just, if I could encourage anyone to take a workshop, and again, not because I want it to be a commercial, but because it truly from my heart, I really feel that this is such an amazing tool, and it's so powerful and so beautiful, and that's really. Really what I'd like to say.
Oh, that's great. I'd just like to just tell you folks, my newest CD is called The Wisdom Place. And The Wisdom Place is a very special CD. It has a track explaining the Akashic Records. It has a track Calling in the Light Prayer. It has a track called It's a Message from the Akasha on the Glory of Love, and it has a meditation called The Wisdom Place. And The Wisdom Place is about finding your daily guidance. It's about going to your. You don't have to know how to open your records for this particular CD, and it helps you connect with your highest guide at the time for whatever issues are in your life at that point. And there's also one called Good Morning that helps you start your day. But this CD, the reason I'm mentioning it is it is and has been and was totally and completely inspired by a painting done by Anita Miller. And it's of this beautiful gazebo that this painting touched my heart. It is just, to me, it's one of the most magnificent things. It hangs in my meditation room, and I literally stare at it every day. And I can go deep into where that path takes me, into the gazebo. And as soon as I saw it, it touched my heart. And Anita was gifted me that painting in a way that no one's ever gifted me before. And it remains one of my most cherished possessions. And so I encourage you to go up to Anita's website, look at her art. Believe me, the pictures just do not do justice to the beautiful work that she creates. But if you're looking for someone to do some type of an art piece for you, I just can't say enough for her work. I think so much of it that I, when I get some time, I'd really like to come down and do a crash course. I don't know if you can do that on a. Can I come down for a day and you teach me how to paint? Can I do that? Can I commission you to do that for me?
I think we could have a lot of fun with that. We open up the records, it'll be crash course.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be moving fast, huh? That's right. So, well, you know, it's coming time for us to say goodbye, and I just wanted again to mention Earth Day. Take seriously, folks, the fact that our Earth is supporting us and that we need to support the Earth. Please remember, I know the crowd that typically listens to BBS Radio you're probably environmentally, you know, savvy to begin with, but it's time for us to really take a look at what we're doing to ourselves and our Earth, and so this is the time. It's a time to go within and to also take a look around. So we honor you, Mother Earth, and we love you, Mother Earth. And again, we say blessings, Sydney Millman, on your journey into spirit. We love you too. So at this time, we're going to close the records for this wonderful program. Wonderful in the fact that I have wonderful guests. Wonderful in the fact that BBS Radio is a great place to be. I hope you listen to all the other talk shows. They're just fabulous stuff out there, so please do that. If, in fact, you've missed this show or you like this show so much that you'd like to share this with your friends, please go ahead and know that this is going to be archived. So with that, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones of all these wonderful beings of light that are here listening, both seen and unseen. We ask that your burdens be lifted, your hearts be opened, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this Akashic Wisdom radio show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. And Anita, if you would also join me in saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, folks. Have a wonderful evening and a great week. And, oh, just want to make a comment about next week. I am going to be in the presence of Akashic Records International teachers. We're going to have some of those on the air. We are going to be able to talk real Akashic Records stuff, so please tune in. President of ARC International is going to be on the program. We're just going to have a good forum, both on Ask the Akasha at 5:30 Pacific, as well as Akashic Wisdom. So have a great week, and we love you all. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends. That's the way we stay on the air. Tell your friends. Have a great one. Bye-bye.